You're listening to the FQXI podcast.
Quantum theory explains the physics of the micro realm, but it brings with it a host of puzzles. For instance, particles can exhibit strange correlations where they can influence each other instantaneously so that their properties match up across vast distances. Reporter Colin Stewart has been finding out more from Miguel Navasquez, a physicist at the Institute for Quantum Optics and Information in Vienna, Austria, who wants to find a deeper framework of reality that doesn't remove these spooky correlations, but actually encompasses even more.
Miguel Navasquez is a theoretical physicist at the Institute for Quantum Optics and Quantum Information in Vienna. He was inspired to pursue fundamental questions in physics when he fell in love with quantum mechanics. But now he's working to bring down the theory. I started our Skype chat by asking him why he thinks there might be a deeper reality beyond the quantum world.
The main reason why I think it's important to think beyond quantum theory is historical, is because every theory that we have proposed so far to describe the universe had been refuted. I think that it will happen eventually with quantum mechanics. One day somebody will conduct an experiment that will not admit an explanation in terms of quantum theory. And then what? Now, I would like to be in this point of history where somebody does this experiment and it falls upon my hands the task of building or finding some new theory that can explain. The problem is that I feel that I was born in the wrong time. I cannot do it. This experiment has not yet conducted. I'm sure that it will happen eventually, but it hasn't happened yet. So I got into this field because I wanted to say, well, I'm sure that this will happen at some point, right? And what could I say about this new theory? And just by thinking about what limitations or what features this theory should have already prompted me to get into foundations of quantum physics. And eventually, that's what led me to postulate the theory of, the set of almost quantum correlations. At the time, everybody in the field was trying to recover quantum theory for first principles, and I thought that they would never succeed, because if you could, that would be the end of physics. It would mean that it's over. We already got the theory that describes nature. But anthropologically speaking, I think that is very, very arrogant. I don't think that you will ever be at this stage. Why should some creature that evolved from small cells be able to comprehend the universe where they're living? But I think it's interesting to ask the question about what are the limits of the theory that describes the universe. I think this is a more reasonable question.
You've used the notion of correlations to explore an alternative to quantum theory. Can you tell us what you mean by a correlation?
When we want to picture this kind of scenarios, we imagine that we have two experimentalists. They are called Alice and Bob. And Alice has her own lab, and Bob has his own lab. And they're conducting experiments at the same time. They decide the type of experiment that they're going to conduct, and then they get an output. The output is the result of the experiment. It can be the measurement of the speed of a particle, or it can be just a bit. It can be either a zero or one. It can be simply whether the particle moves to the right or to the left. It could be that even though they're conducting experiments in different parts of the world, the measurements they're getting are correlated. It may be that whenever Alice detected her particle to move to the right, Bob also detects his particle to move to the right. There's a correlation between these two particles. That would mean ultimately that there was some connection between Alice and Bob before they conducted the experiment, because otherwise there shouldn't be any correlation between the labs. All the correlations that you can imagine are what we call classical correlations. They're correlations that you can prepare if you throw a dice many times, note down the results, and then pass the results to Alice and Bob. And then Alice and Bob decide which experimental outcome to announce, depending on the value of the dice at any point. Then that would explain why they are correlated, because at some point I threw these dice, and then I distributed the results. That explains why Alice and Bob observe correlations between the measurements. And that's the most general thing that you can do in classical theories. That's the most general correlation that you can generate. In quantum theory, you can do something else. What you could do is to create two particles in the same place and then give one of them to Alice and one of them to Bob. Now, Alice and Bob, in order to decide the outcomes of their experiments, what they can do is to measure these particles. They act with their experimental apparatus on each particle, and then they get some experimental result. The correlations that you can get, meaning the distribution of the two outcomes that they get, is something that in general you cannot explain classically. You cannot explain it by the mind that somebody was throwing dice and then distributing the results to Alice and Bob. This is the difference between quantum and classical physics at the level of correlations.
And you found some potential correlations beyond those associated with quantum theory?
We found a set of correlations, which is slightly bigger than the set of quantum correlations. We call it the almost quantum set. We call it like this because it is very similar in simple scenarios to the quantum set. And the interesting thing about this set is that all these correlations satisfy all physical principles that people had proposed in order to single out quantum theory. It is a set that is closed under composition. If you start combining different correlations, which are almost quantum, to obtain a new set of correlations, what you get is a correlation which is itself almost quantum. These two properties give us the idea that perhaps these correlations have these nice properties because actually they correspond to the correlations of a yet-to-be-discovered physical theory.
Just because the almost quantum correlations don't lead to any theoretical contradiction, isn't it a bit radical to suggest that they could be achievable in nature?
I'm doing the same thing that many physicists have done before me, right? I mean, the reason why people believed on the system of black holes before there was any observational evidence was because they were one solution of Einstein's equation in general relativity. Nobody had observed them, right? But it was a consequence of the theory. We could have added something to the theory in order to prevent the existence of black holes, which had never been observed. But we decided not to. We decided instead to try to explore and try to find them. Now there's some pretty good evidence of the existence of these entities, right? So in this case, I would like to do the same. I mean, you have the set of correlations. It seems to be logical. Why not postulate that these correlations could exist in the universe?
Why haven't these correlations ever shown up in any experiment performed to date?
Yeah, one possibility would be that because they are very, very similar. When you deal with scenarios in which you can conduct a small number of experiments and you have a small number of outputs. And these are the scenarios that have been tested in the lab. Another possibility could be that we don't know how to make the proper measurements, or we don't know how to prepare the particles in the right way.
Do you think we're over-reliant on photon experiments?
Quantum mechanics was a theory that was built for photons, for these kind of particles. But perhaps if you start conducting weird measurements in more exotic particles, you would get predictions which are not the ones that quantum theory makes.
How did you use your FQXI grant to explore the almost quantum set further, and what did you find?
The set of almost quantum correlations is based on physical theory, but at the beginning we had problems with this theory because it was not clear that the set of correlations of this theory should be the set of almost quantum correlations or whether it could contain also extra correlations, some correlations which are beyond the set of almost quantum correlations. And in the end, what we found is that, yes, actually this theory contains correlations beyond the almost quantum set. And what we recently published is a result that says that this has to be necessarily the case. Any reasonable physical theory that contains the almost quantum set will also contain correlations beyond the almost quantum set. So there's a negative side. It implies that the set of almost quantum correlations is not the set of correlations of any reasonable physical theory. But on the other hand, there's also a positive side to all this story, because the almost quantum set has already inspired us some physical theory, which is definitely not quantum. It's supra-quantum. It is non-trivial, and it seems to be very rich. And in the future, I plan to investigate this theory to see if I could perhaps make some prediction.
Thank you to Miguel Navasquez for chatting with Colin Stewart there. And Colin has written an article profiling Navasquez research, which you can find on the podcast page www.fqxi.org/community/podcast.